An AU spokesman says peacekeepers have been targeted by groups who seek to undermine the Darfur peace agreement, citing increased attacks in recent days. A Nigerian peacekeeper was killed in an ambush on Friday and six others wounded. The same patrol was attacked again a day later. AU spokesman Noureddin Mesni told VOA from Khartoum that misinformation about the peace agreement has led to violent reprisals against AU troops, although the African Union is uncertain who the attackers are.
There are some insiders from outside, from some parties who are opposed to this peace agreement. And that's why we have these attacks against our troops in Darfur, because now for the population, they look at these troops as symbol of DPA. The attacks against humanitarian workers, attacks against MS troops, demonstrations, because there is misinformation on this agreement.
Mesni says the African Union is launching a media campaign to urge Darfuris to support the peace deal. The underfunded African Union force has only about 7,000 troops patrolling a remote area the size of France. The international community has called for AU troops to be replaced by UN peacekeepers with increased numbers, a larger budget, and a stronger mandate. Meanwhile, a deadline for two holdout rebel groups to sign on to the agreement expires May 31st. One faction of the Sudan Liberation Army, led by Abdul Wahid Mohamed Noor, and the politically savvy Justice and Equality Movement have been threatened with sanctions if they refuse to sign on. Mesni said the AU Peace and Security Council is considering what actions to take if the two groups do not sign the agreement. Ambassadors from the UN Security Council, which put heavy pressure on Khartoum to allow a UN force into the region, are to arrive next week in Sudan to assess the situation. The three-year Darfur conflict began when rebels attacked government positions, complaining that the remote region remained undeveloped due to neglect. The Sudan government is charged with arming local Arab militias to conduct a campaign of rape and murder, a charge it denies. Tens of thousands have died and some 2 million people have been displaced in what the United States calls genocide. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.